Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 3, have just begun Gemara Pesachim, hopefully it takes us to around Pesach time. Thank you for joining us and continuing with us on this wonderful journey. So the Gemara picks up and says, Yochanan Chakakua went out to the villages in the countryside to inspect the crops. The notes point out, Rashi points out, and Tosfos Chakakua is a nickname. So he went to the village in the countryside to inspect the crops. When he came back, they asked him, did the wheat crop turn out well? He answered them, the barley crop turned out well. Notes pointing out, in this way the people can infer on their own that the wheat crop was inferior. Yochanan sought to avoid actually mentioning a cursed circumstance. Rashi points out, they said to him sarcastically, go and give the news to the horses and donkeys, for barley is eaten by horses as it is written in Malachim Aleph, the barley and the straw for the horses and speedy mounts. And the Gemara asks, what should he have said? He could have said, last year the wheat crop turned out well, or he could have said the lentils turned out well. Lentils are eaten by people, Rashi points out. These answers would have been preferable because they mention something that benefits people as opposed to animals. So the idea here being, we shouldn't directly point out something bad, a bad circumstance, a bad situation, or a bad tiding, bad news. We shouldn't be the bearer of bad news. And if, God forbid, we do have to be so, if we do have to do so or do have to say so, it should be what done in a subtle manner, in a hinting manner, in a manner that goes roundabout telling them or giving them the news. You think about the idea throughout the Torah, you think about how the brothers related to Yaakov, we're going to read in a couple parshiot, what happened to Yosef, and it was brutal and very difficult for Yaakov to hear. They did it in a very intense way. They showed him the coat dipped in blood. But conversely, when they tried telling him that Yosef was alive and well and the ruler of Mitzrayim, he didn't believe them. Rashi or one of the sages point out, because that's the problem with someone who lies, they're not trusted in the future. So what happened to happen, what needed to happen, was Sarah, the granddaughter of Yaakov, the Medrash, I think, points out, came and played her harp, slowly revealing to Yaakov in a roundabout way that Yosef indeed was alive again. And that revived his spirit. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. The spirit of Yaakov was revived, because when news is given, it has to be done in the right way. It shouldn't be done in a direct, confrontational, overbearing manner, especially when it's bad news. And even more so, good news. If the news is going to shock someone, it's going to put someone in a crazy state, don't do it in a crazy way. God forbid someone's son or child is missing, or God forbid someone can't find someone or something. We should never know from such things. If it is found and they are found, do it in a subtle way. Do it in a way that won't hurt them or harm them. And God forbid we have to give bad news to anyone. We should never know from such things. We should never have to do such things. But it should be done in a way that's gentle, that's supportive, that won't shock or hurt the person. As the Gemara here talks about, even with crops, how to give the bad tidings or the good tidings, what type of way to say it, how to say it, how to approach it. So to alachas kama vakama, kal vachomer, in our own lives, how we should say it to other people, how should we mention it to other people, how should we go about talking to other people, bad news, God forbid, or good news. Do it in a manner that helps the other person, that lets them understand the news without shocking them to their core. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 4 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.